Today marks the halfway point. Wow. 500 words 2012, our short story writing competition. For anyone aged 13 or under so far, we've received double the entries we had this time last year. Whoop-a-dee-doo. But that does mean we need more judges, please. Are you a teacher or a librarian who hasn't yet signed up to judge? Well, to help persuade you, we can now speak to someone who got involved last year and enjoyed it so much. She's volunteered again. It's a win-win situation. It will make you feel good. It'll give you that warm tickle in your tummy that says you're a good person. From Friesland Primary School in Oldham, please welcome Ms. Lisa Carter. Hello, Lise.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you for last year, and thank you and welcome again back to this year.
That's okay.
So how come you volunteered in the first place?
Well, I got the children that I teach. There were 60 Key Stage 2 children that I teach. So I got them all to enter the competition because I set it as a homework that they had to write the story. So then I thought it was only fair that I had to do a bit of homework as well. So I volunteered to be a judge. But they thought it was brilliant that I was doing something with the competition too.
Now, obviously, you're not allowed to judge your own pupils. We must point that out.
No, that's right.
So how does the judging process work from your point of view? What happened?
Well, we just had a lovely envelope arrive with one side of A4 for each story from the children and about 30 stories to read through. And they were just brilliant. All of them were really good, and I had to give them a score so that they all ended up with a score out of 30, I think it was, and they were in rank order. Then I had to pick out the best one and then just send them back and hope that the one that I really liked won, which it didn't, unfortunately.
And did you... sorry about that. Did you put yourself a glass of wine? Did you set aside a couple of hours to do this on one night or over several nights? How did you do it?
I did it over two or three nights. And the children were really excited because I told them, oh, you know, I've got an envelope and I've got all these other children's stories. So your stories will have landed on somebody else's mat this morning. And I told them how excited that teacher or librarian would have been, you know, to read their stories. And they thought this was fantastic.
You sound like a brilliant teacher, by the way.
Thank you.
And you came to Hay Yourself last year. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I did, yeah. It was brilliant, yeah. Because that was really good as well. Because I said to the children, you know, I might get a chance to go down there if I get picked out. And it's good because then they see that the possibility to win things is there. And it's always worth entering then, isn't it, if you might win.
So, Lisa, are you on half term this week?
I am, yeah.
Any Valentines through the doors?
Yeah, well, my husband's away, actually, but he left me a Valentine's card and a small hippo last night.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? All right, OK. When is he due back then?
Well, I'm meeting him this afternoon.
All right, brilliant.
So, can Lisa, I say happy Valentine's Day to him?
Yeah, what's his name?
Aaron.
Aaron Cushcan. Listen, thanks so much. Can we rely on you for a third year? Could you be our first hat-trick judge?
Oh, absolutely, definitely, yeah.
All right.
Just a brilliant, brilliant reason to get children writing, anything that gets them writing.
All right, and who's your class, Lise?
Class 4.
Class 4, all right. Class 4 at Friesland Primary School. One of the best teachers in the world, Lisa Carter. Thanks for being here, Lisa.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Now, if you want to get involved, go to our website, please. We need the judges. Teachers or librarians at bbc.co.uk/radio2 for 500 words.